skating out as many guys who are skating anyways. So, you know, there's a lot of different factors. I think, like you said, if it's like a 7 o'clock game, then maybe it's different. If it's 6, you know, a lot of guys aren't going to do anything in the morning, just maybe get a stretch in or something like that. But, yeah, it just comes with it, right? Nothing, you know, it's, you got to expect the unexpected all the time, and nothing kind of comes easy around here or anywhere. So when stuff like that happens, I think you just kind of go with it. And it's you know, it's something you'll never forget, and especially come April, you know, middle of April. And then you see just a big snowstorm kind of, you know, all over the U.S. here and parts of Canada. But it's a unique experience.
What are you expecting tonight from not only the Wild, but from their home crowd like you guys? They've been really good in this building.
Yeah, it's like I said, I've played here a bunch of times in playoffs, so the crowd, you know, it's always a fun atmosphere. It's a loud building, and same thing, I think we're going to, you know, they're going to come at us hard. I think whether it's early in the game, at some time point in the game, we're going to have to weather the storm. You know, but we got to stay together as a group no matter what happens. You know, if we're up a goal, if we're down a goal, I think it's, you know, there's going to be swings throughout the game. But, you know, if all four lines stay together, if we stay together as a team and kind of communicate, talk out there, help each other out, we'll be in a good situation.
So the biggest surprise of all of this might just be this snowstorm in the middle of April?
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe you expect the snowstorm to be in Winnipeg and not Minnesota, but... Like I said, I think just because, you know, I didn't realize how short of a flight with it. That's kind of nice. I think you get up in the morning, you get on the plane, and, you know, you're up and you're down before you know it. So, you know, if it's a 2-hour-plus flight or something like that, then I think, you know, then I think mentally maybe more gets in your head a little bit. But, you know, in one sense, like I said, when you have so many young guys like this, I think they just go out there and, you know, they've never seen anything like it. They don't even know what to expect. Maybe they think this is normal. But so they can just go out there and play. But, you know, once you get to the rink here, after you get down from a nap, then, you know, 3.5 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours before the game, is just your normal routine. You just get right into it.
Thank you.
Just to come along. But just so yesterday, I mean, the fact that it sounds like you guys are kind of kept in the loop as to everything that's going on. Does that help even just mentally with you guys?
I don't know. I think, I think half the guys wanted to try to land, but at the same time, if the airport's closed and you can't land, I think that's the... You know, you don't want to be, you'd rather be safe than sorry, and you don't want to risk anything, obviously. And then at the same time, like I said earlier, I think because Winnipeg's so short, it's not that far away, it was easy to kind of turn around. You know, everyone's back in their houses by 6, and you got a good dinner in, and, you know, back with the families or whatever it is, and, you know, everyone got a good night's sleep, and we turned it around. It wasn't, you know, if we got back late and then had an early wake up, then it'd be different. But the fact that we got back, you know, before dinner time, and then really got to just doing a normal routine at home and just get back out this morning, and, you know, less than an hour flight right back here, then it wasn't too bad.
How'd you guys kill time on the plane?
Well, the Wi-Fi wasn't working once you landed because you have to be above. So a lot of guys were using their hotspots, and I think guys were playing guards, and we're watching kind of the hockey afternoon games and watching the basketball games. So the different guys kind of use their hotspots to turn the games on, and guys were kind of hungry, so once you ran out of food, then it was just everyone's kind of roaming around and just kind of hanging out with each other.
Paul, is that one of the easier ones, though, in your career? Have you had somewhere you've been stranded where you've spent nights and sitting on planes for hours or in little communities?
I've had some where you almost wait to take off, and you're kind of, you're in limbo, so you're almost sitting on the plane before you take off, and you don't know, like, at least that's when you expect it. You don't know what's going to happen just because you're warm before because of the weather. But I've had somewhere, it's something with the plane, so no one knows, and you're sitting on the plane for a couple hours. Then you get in a city, and it's a big kind of metropolitan city, and you get there at 6, and you don't get to the hotel till 7:30 because of the traffic. You know, I think those are more flustering than anything. This one, I think, because you knew that there's a possibility, I think, in the back of the mind. I think guys were kind of trying to get updates to see if we'd land, if we wouldn't land, what the situation was. So, like I said, it was a long afternoon, but, you know, by the time you got home, got dinner, you got to put your feet up, watch, you know, whatever guys watching, you know, night before a game. And then, you know, this morning we're just right back. It's kind of like a preseason kind of routine where, you leave that morning. But, you know, we got here early enough to watch video, have a lunch in, have a nap, and then, you know, it's right back to business.
Dubnyk's obviously played very well for them, but I mean, how much confidence do you guys have knowing that you put up 7 in the first 2 games?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I ever judge. All goalies are good in this league, so I think, like I said earlier, you know, to score goals, it's second chances through rebounds, you know, creating havoc. So, you know, very few guys have the ability to really come in one-on-one on goalie with a lot of time and playoff time. So for us, keep creating chances, keep creating momentum and getting those shot opportunities and just keep it going. And The more chances we have, the more, you know, the more confidence we have, and, you know, hopefully the more opportunities, more goals we score.